Big news in Seattle yesterday. Mayor Ed Murray has backed away from a proposal to add multifamily housing to single-family neighborhoods in the city. The proposal was one of 65 to come out of the mayor's affordable housing task force, and it sparked controversy. Faith Pettis is co-chair of the Affordable Housing Committee. She told Ross Reynolds she's disappointed that the mayor backed away from the proposal, and she thinks some people may have misunderstood it.
We're not proposing eliminating single-family neighborhoods at all. And I know people care a lot about their neighborhoods and the character of their neighborhoods. What we're doing is suggesting different types of housing in single-family neighborhoods, housing that already exists in many, many neighborhoods in the city. There are duplexes and triplexes and cottage houses and all sorts of small format housing already scattered and grandfathered throughout single family neighborhoods. It would not have changed things drastically. We're not talking about bulldozing homes. And, you know, I think we missed an opportunity.
How important was this recommendation to the entire package when it comes to solving Seattle's affordable housing issues? How big a piece is lost in your view?
You know, I don't think it's lost forever. I hope it goes into the public conversation and continues on. As far as how vital it was, there are many more pieces in the total recommendations that I had thought would have much more attention. And I think one of the biggest ones is the inclusionary housing, the mandatory inclusionary housing piece. That's the piece I was expecting people to focus on because that will have the most impact throughout our city, taking and actually planting affordable rental housing all over the city. So not concentrating it in a building produced by a low-income nonprofit, of which we have many terrific ones in the city, but produced by for-profits, which means we're harnessing that very efficient and powerful development engine that for-profits represent. That's putting housing, scattering housing in areas of opportunity throughout the city. So wherever you see the development going up, wherever there's a new residential rental building going up, that building would have affordable housing as part of it.
Your committee worked for months on this, and it was a part of your plan, and it got dumped in 2 weeks. What happened?
So our plan was only a recommendation, a series of recommendations. And we knew all along that it would next have to go to the mayor and to the city council and to the public for vetting. So it's not surprising that some things will fall out of the plan, but I still would encourage folks to read and to take the plan as a whole because the recommendations really operate together. And it requires that everybody participate in the solution. If we pick it apart piece by piece, we'll lose the power of the whole.
There was a lot of coverage of this before the official plan even came out, which fired up some constituencies. What effect do you think that had on this part of the plan being removed?
Yeah, I was very disappointed by the advance leak because I think what it did was get people positioned early on to disagree with a piece of the plan that wasn't presented in the way that we would have liked to have presented it. It set people's teeth on edge without them being able to have a chance to have it explained to them.
The mayor has indicated that this issue was a distraction from the real conversation that the city should be having. So if we shouldn't be talking about the single-family zones, what should we be talking about?
We need to focus on getting the mandatory inclusionary housing piece done. And that's going to be challenging as well because it does that piece is tied to increased growth and density in our urban villages and along transit lines. And what we're doing there is increasing density by going up a floor, allowing increased floor area ratios in buildings in exchange for getting housing, affordable housing back. And that also will require a lot of political will and public support to get it done. In order to make this the most effective strategy that we can, it needs to be done everywhere. We can't pick off neighborhoods. It really has to happen citywide to allow those areas of opportunity to have the same affordable housing units in them.
Faith Pettis co-chaired Mayor Murray's Affordable Housing Committee. Yesterday, the mayor announced he will not pursue a recommendation to allow multifamily housing in neighborhoods zoned for single-family homes. Knute Berger's been following this story for Crosscut. He told Ross Reynolds the way the mayor handled the politics in this case is a bit of a puzzle even for political insiders.
And the fact that he backed off so quickly, I think, has disillusioned some of those folks who thought, gee, the mayor's finally in our corner. Oh, no, he's not. On the other hand, Murray has a habit of correcting political mistakes very quickly. And to the extent that this was a political mistake, he threw himself on the grenade very quickly. I think there may be a credibility issue in the future, you know, where people may take, kind of announcements of bold action with a grain of salt or a wait-and-see attitude.
Do you think it weakens Mayor Murray?
I think that remains to be seen. The fact is, he's making a decision that my guess is a majority of Seattleites agree with. So in that case, it may not weaken him. But it certainly, I think, calls into question his process and the process of this committee. I do think people were taken by surprise. I mean, they were expecting recommendations to be forthcoming, but I don't think a lot of groundwork was laid. And so that suggests to me either they blew it by not laying that groundwork, or in the sort of more conspiracy theory, is they kind of intended this thing to be over the top so he could backtrack on it. But still, some of the proposals that are still alive are proposals that have in the past been controversial, and perhaps it makes them seem less so in contrast.
Well, in fact, Faith Pettis, co-chair of the Housing Affordability Task Force, told us she was surprised that the so-called inclusionary zoning, which is part of this proposal, wasn't the big controversy. It requires all new buildings in all neighborhoods, rich and poor, to include some units of affordable housing. Why do you think that didn't become the flashpoint?
I don't think people, even in single-family neighborhoods, are opposed to affordable housing. I mean, you have a couple issues going on in this campaign. And the big one previous to the upzone proposal was affordability. And I think that's an issue that cuts across all classes, races, all neighborhoods of the city. People are concerned. If you have children or grandchildren, you want to make sure they have the option to continue living in the city. And so we know that we have to build more housing. And the real debate is where and what and whose housing is it? You know, what's the balance between public housing and letting the private sector do its thing?
Knute Berger, you can read him on Crosscut and hear him on KUOW's Week in Review. He spoke with Ross Reynolds. What do you think about the mayor's decision? Heather is pleased.
Fantastic. Finally, listening to the people, because right now he is way out of touch with the citizens of Seattle that matter, that pay taxes, especially property taxes. So hopefully they'll stand firm and we won't get more density in our single family neighborhoods.
But Charles disagrees. Via Twitter, he told us, I'm forced to continue to live in a provincial suburban city. That's how Mayor Ed Murray backing down from upzoning affects me. Well, what do you think? We want to know how it would affect you. Give us a call, 206-221-3663, or write us record at kuow.org.